Thank you, Susan, and thank you for traveling here to us. We're going to end the first set on Wendy Martin. Please welcome her.
Thank you all for coming here. It's so wonderful to see you and to be here. This really wasn't the poem I submitted. I submitted a nice little short poem. They insisted I put this one in. The dining room of the Empress Hotel is serving the Titanic's menu. And I say to the guy behind me, if you eat it, you sink. Consommé, eels, codfish, jellied salads, cranberry flambé. He's wearing a t-shirt that says, older than dust. And we start talking about home milk delivery in glass bottles with cream on top. And suddenly, I'm in South Bend, Indiana, all braids and buck teeth, legs like sticks, early morning, morning doves, the morning Midwest heat, the clank of glass bottles of milk, cream on top, and I grab one off the porch right into the Wheaties, which I'm probably not supposed to do, given the whole list of not supposed to's I grew up with, including not smoking candy cigarettes before noon. Well, if it was summer, I would grab one while I was reading Nancy Drew on the back porch at, say, 11:30 and pretend that I was a real detective. The other not supposed to was listening in on the party line, which I always did, imagining that the boring conversations about canasta and hemorrhoids would trail off into the truth, which they rarely did. Like the black and white newsreels at the Colfax Theater, guns, peace talks, China in distress, soldiers running at each other, big tanks, blood, Korea divided, just wonderful music. And we decided that we're both older than dust and glad, at least, to have missed the Titanic, the sinking, the meal.
I love the little complaint. They wanted this one instead. Wendy had read it, you know, a couple weeks before we were going through them, and we're like, we've got to ask Wendy for that Titanic poem. It was so... Ah, thank you, everyone. That was a marvelous beginning to the night. We are going to take... Have you noticed the Mocha House moved the clock? It's a little annoying. We are going to take about a 15-minute break, I think, maybe even 20, just because everyone needs to go to the bathroom and buy food and drinks and get their books and buy books. The books are $20, so there's some for sale here, and you can give me the money, or Ursula and Marianne are sitting at the back. And I'm going to collect $3 in just a second.